ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मानं जनार्दन अभिरुचः करुणौ विनये अभिनीते। जज्जनौ भगवते विदधीतमानम्। तच्चात्मने प्रतिमुखस्य यथा मुखस्ति।
Certainly.
Desire.
Translation. Specifically, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is always full in satisfaction by Himself. Therefore, when something is offered to Him, it is for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord does not require any service from anyone. The example is given here that if the original face is decorated, then the reflection in the mirror is seen with face decorated.
No, you have to know what you're doing. Legal abuse. Or is it just a samagrasa? Be just a dasasasriya. Everything is complete. Therefore, Krishna is God. Everything. Whatever we require money, aishadya, we require strength, we require influence, we require education, so many things we require. Saraishadya purno, nijalava purno. Another definition of Krishna is, he is full with six kinds of opulence. So, he is sufficient to fulfill his desire. He doesn't require anyone's service. Just like we are in need in so many things, therefore he requires other's help. But Krishna does not require anyone's help. Then why he has accepted worship? That is for the benefit of the devotee, not for his personal benefit. Just like Lord Ramchandra, one wife, Sita Devi, was kidnapped by Ravana. Of course, Ravana cannot kidnap. It was external, Maya Sita. Still, taking for exception that Sita was kidnapped, Lord Ramchandra could have possessed many millions of Sita by his will. But for one Sita, he had to fight with Ravana and finish the whole planet. Because Ramchandra is the ideal king, it is the king's business to chastise such rogue and ruffians. That is king's business. That is for the benefit of Ravana. Ravana means the same Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna Ravana. First they become Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, the next Kumbhakarna and Ravana, and the next they become Shishupal and Dantava. In this way, because Krishna wanted to give them liberation again back to home, back to Godhead. So, this killing of Ravana, killing of Hiranyakashipu, killing of Shishupal is for the benefit of the person, not for Krishna's benefit. He kills them for their benefit. So whatever Krishna does, that is for our benefit. Krishna incarnates, comes here, jada jada hi dhanvasya jnani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijanyaham. So he has no benefit by coming here. Neither he has any loss. He is so complete that there is no loss nor benefit. But his mission is paritranaya sadhana vinasa, just to keep balance of the demonic activities and to favor the devotee. Both of them are benefit. Paritranaya sadhana, those who are devotees, they are also benefited, and the demons who are killed by Krishna, they are also. That is it. That is all good. God is good means when he is favoring somebody and when he is killing somebody, both of them are benefited. Therefore God is always good. Both of them. He has no business to kill anybody as his enemy. Nobody can become his enemy. It is simply childish, just to knock one's head on the mountain, to break the mountain. If one thinks that I shall knock my head to the mountain and the mountain will break, that is foolishness. Your head will be broken. Yes. Similarly, as friend, nobody can give any service to Krishna, or as enemy, nobody can give any trouble to Krishna. Nijalabha purna. This is nijalabha purna. He is always full with all satisfaction. So, why Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya pidichati? Does it mean that Krishna is so hungry that he has come to beg from us a little flower, little fruit, that some rascal second says that Krishna comes as beggar, daridra. So, when Krishna comes as opulent personality of Godhead, they are not interested to serve him. But when Krishna comes as daridra, then they are interested. So, these are all foolish. Krishna is neither daridra, but karunam, karunabhinete. Just to show his causeless mercy upon us, he says, give me some. Even if you are a very poor man, give me something. Whatever you can secure very easily. Patram, pushpam, phalam. Patra you can get anywhere without any price. Pushpam also you can get anywhere. And toyam, that also you can get. So simply collect for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. I will serve Krishna with this endeavor. I will collect something. What you collect is Krishna's money. Everything belongs to Krishna. Kishavasamidam sadvam. So what you can collect? It is Krishna. Just like we are constructing this temple, we are seeming that I am constructing, we are constructing. But actually, it is Krishna. The bricks, the iron or the cement or anything that you are collecting, that is Krishna's property. Ishavasvam sarvam. The bridge is not your property. The earth is not your property. You are taking Krishna's earth and you are making it a bridge. Still, it is Krishna's property. But the endeavor, the energy which you are giving to Krishna, that is taken into account. So, he is working for me. He wants to give me something. That Krishna consciousness is important. Otherwise, Krishna can, by his will, he can construct 16,000 palaces for his queen. Or this teeny temple will satisfy. But still he satisfies. Oh, you have done so much, very recover. Krishna has created the whole universe. Just say it on his sasita tala. He doesn't require any endeavor. Simply like breathing. Just say it on his sasita tala makhavalamma. Jivanti loma bilajat jagadandana. By his breathing, many millions of Brahmas are coming out, Jagadandana. And each Jagadandanatha Brahma is creating a universe. The self and his Sasukatala Matavala. So, to create a temple, he doesn't require our help. He can create millions of temples by day. There are others. We should always remember this, that Krishna does not require our service. But if we give some service to Krishna, that is our duty. This is the problem. Don't think that Krishna is very much obliged, but he feels obliged. Why? Abhidusha. We are all fools and rascals. We are thinking that we are giving some service. Oh, we cannot give it. We are so insignificant that we cannot. He is unlimited. And we are very, very limited, teeny. But still, just a small child gives something to the father. It is father's property, but still, the father is very glad that this child is giving me a lozenge. He thinks this is my big property. Always, we should remember this verse that Naivatmana Prabhupada Nijalavapu. He is always full with six offerings. There is no question of satisfying by giving something. This Dharidranayan Seva has come under this misunderstanding that we have to serve God, so when God comes as Dharidra, then it is. When God comes with Lakshmi, with Sita, with Radharani, no, that is not. We don't want to serve. We want to serve when God comes as poor man, as invalid with a stick and bed, oh, I am so great, I am giving God. This is not. This is not what God cares for you. But they have conceived that. God, although he is great, he becomes a small, better, and best for you. This is material conception of understanding. Here it is clear, Nijalavapurna. He is Lakshmi Narayan. He is Narayan. And why he should become poor? He is Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sevamam. Not only one Lakshmi, not one Rukmini, but many thousands Lakshmi. Sahasra Sata. Many lakhs. We are threatening Lakshmi ji. Give me some favors. But Krishna doesn't flatter anyone. sometimes he does out of love. Radha. That Lakshmi is Radha. She is the topmost of all Lakshmi. So, why Krishna is the bigger? There is no possibility. Yeah, Krishna is present in this temple. He has become very handy so that we can offer our dress, offer our food stuff, whatever we can. He can become steady. Call us Anoramiyana Mahatomaya. If you want to watch the thing as the Virata Purusa, then he can show you the Virata Purusa. The sky is the head and the papan is the leg. He can become so big that he will be fat, as Arjuna become fat after thing. He can become. That is called Brahma. He can become the bigger than the biggest. And he can become smaller than the smallest. That is Krishna. Now if we actually want to serve, according to our needs, Krishna is ready to accept ourselves. But you cannot think that without my service, Krishna is starving. No. That is middle hour of it. Is always complete in himself. He doesn't require it. But if we serve Krishna, then we become it. That is Jajjana Bhagavati Vidasitama. If you offer respect Krishna and Krishna's representative, then he will be respectful. If you don't want to show respect to Krishna and his appearance, then you will be denied. Therefore, Pratimukhasya Yathamukhasri, Pratimukhasya, original face, original person is Krishna. If you decorate Krishna very nicely, then you will be also seen very much decorated. If you to practically we see there is no table. We are offering Krishna nice food stuff. So we are eating this nice prasadam which we never conceived of being dreamt in our life. Because we are offering to Krishna, we become so fortunate to taste this nice prasadam. Krishna is a lava punna. It is not that if you give a nice plate of food stuff, Krishna eats everything and you simply see the empty dish. No. Krishna eats and again keeps it as it is called. That is Krishna. Punna sa punna vadaya punna meva visishtati. The atheist class of men, they think we offer so many things, Krishna did not eat. No, he has eaten. But he is nirlabha purva. He is not hungry. But whatever you have offered, he has eaten. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone was offering so many things, it was stopped. And Govinda one day informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that people bring so many nice food stuff for you, it is stopped. Practically the whole room is filled up. And when they ask me that whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has eaten my offering, I say, yes, yes, yes. So I have to tell so many lies. And the stock is there. Do not eat. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, bring that here. So on after all, the whole room was finished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate everything. Then he asked me, bring more, no sap. Only the empty pot sap. All right, stop. So this is Krishna. If you offer him huge puchka, he can eat. And if you can offer him little flour, fruit and water, that also. He satisfies. So, everyone should offer according to his needs. And Krishna is ready to accept. Not that you have to become a very rich man and you have to offer Krishna puchka 56 times as in Jagannath Puri, the puchka are offered. Not that. Please, anyway. But become a devotee. Try to please him. Pure. Best capacity. You know the story of that Brahmin. He had no means to offer anything to Krishna. He was so poor. But he wanted to offer something. But he thought that I am so poor, I cannot offer anything. So one day he heard from the Bhagavati that one can offer him within my God. So he took it seriously, and from that day he was offering Krishna so many nice foodstuffs, collecting water from different rivers and keeping the water in golden jugs and bathing Krishna, offering. He was always thinking. And one day he prepared a sweet rice and offered Krishna, and he wanted to see whether rice is, because sweet rice is very hot, is not good. Sweet rice, the more it is cooler, then it is tasteful. But milk, if you take cool, that is not tasteful. Milk you have to take hot, but not the sweet rice. So he wanted to test whether it is too hot. So his finger burnt. And then his meditation broke. He saw there is no rice, but the finger is burnt. In this way, the Brahmin was immediately taken to Vaikuntha. So, Krishna can be offered in any circumstance. Krishna can be pleased, provided you want to serve. There is no question of, that is already explained, that dhana-dhana, retest or learning or respectability, all these things can satisfy Krishna. Krishna wants only your heart. Krishna, you are my eternal master. I am your eternal servant. Please engage me in your service. Radhalangna jalangna sundarim kapitangma jagadhi sakamai mamo janmani janmani sari bhavatal bhakti rahi kuti. This is the prayer. A devotee never asks Krishna, you give me money, you give me many followers, you give me nice wife. No. Radhalangna jalangna sundarim kapitangma jagadhi sakamai. Then what do you want? I want to be engaged in your service. Not I want. A devotee never says I want. Please, if you like, engage. That is, this Hare Krishna mantra means that. Hare is the addressing Radha, Hara, from Hara, Hare, and Krishna. No, Radharani and Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please engage me in yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. So, we should simply pray, kindly engage me in your service, in whatever capacity you like. I have got my own desire. So Krishna gives us freedom. In whichever capacity you want to serve me, I shall serve. Either as servant, either as friend, either as a father, mother, or either as conjugal lover. Anyway, Krishna is ready to accept our service, and he does not require any service, but if we render service, that is our benefit, that is required. And this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching that try to serve Krishna. That is the beginning of teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are trying to be master. That is Maya. It is not possible to become Maya. Yes, master. You cannot become master if you think that you are going to be master. That is Maya. Prakitakshyamanani gunaikarmani sarvata ahankarvimulatma paktaham iti mannate. They think like that. But nobody can be master. But they are fools that said they want to become master, and when they fail, then they want to become one with God, the Supreme Master. This is why they are all Maya, illusion. The real life is to remain eternal servant of Krishna and offer service to Him to the best capacity. That is perfection of life. Thank you.